Ms. Montes committed espionage for the Cuban intelligence service since 1985. She compromised both secret and top secret classified information relating to the national defense, as well as the identities of four U.S. intelligence officers.
She worked for a U.S. intelligence operation called the Defense Intelligence Agency, kind of like the CIA for the U.S. military. The entire time she was leaking classified documents to the Cubans, she also turned over the true identities of Americans working undercover in Havana. She also revealed the existence and inner workings of a very secretive, classified, stealth satellite that the American military had been using to spy successfully on Russia, China, Iran, and other U.S. adversaries. It was a multi-billion dollar program that never worked as well after she revealed it. She would work during the day memorizing hundreds of classified documents. Then she would go home to her apartment in Washington, D.C., and type them up into a computer, encrypt them, and then every few weeks, she would meet with her Cuban handlers in Washington in restaurants and pass them along on disks. She was an ideological spy, you know, motivated by politics and her anger at the Reagan era meddling, in her words, in Central America.